We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is Big 12 This Week.
That's the best we've looked on the stretch this season. That was really good. The ball moved, played fast.
The only official Big 12 radio show.
This conference is deep. It's like 6-7 teams deep. That's how good this conference is.
Big 12 This Week is brought to you by Prime Sport, your go-to source for verified ticket and hospitality packages for the Big 12 Football Championship Game. Natural Light. This football season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. Phillips 66. Live to the full. Also by Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Live from the Learfield IMG College Network Studios, here's your host, Bill Pollack.
All right, welcome to the show. National Signing Day, I could spend the entire show, I could probably spend two shows if I wanted to, breaking down National Signing Day. I'm going to set that to the side because we have a Big 12 football championship game coming up on Saturday, Iowa State and Oklahoma. And of course, that's our can't-miss game of the week presented by TicketsForLess.com. So we'll hear from the head coaches on that. And then it's the start of Big 12 conference basketball. And we'll look back at the games, kind of preview what we have coming up this weekend. And I have a guest. So all of that. But let me start with this. The bombshell of a story on Paul Feinbaum's show about Texas head coach Tom Herman reaching out to the South Carolina Gamecocks showing interest in their recent head football coach opening. Gene Sapikoff, a columnist with the Charleston Post and Courier, told Feinbaum on his show that Herman asked about it, that he inquired about it. And look, all right, so, you know, they make a big deal out of it. Feinbaum says he's falling out of his chair, his jaw is dropping. Are you really surprised? I mean, just before this, Herman had his boss, Texas Athletic Director Chris Del Conte, reaching out to Urban Meyer, Herman's former boss, about coming to Texas. And then when that fell through, well, then Herman's our next best option. And then the public statements come out, the public support. And Tom Herman was saying all the right things last week.
Chris and I talk almost every day, most days, multiple times a day. So, he continues to show his support.
Yeah, all right. That's what you guys are saying publicly. So the best option out there, Urban Meyer, wasn't available. And so now you stay with Plan B. I think that's what Texas, that's the plan. That's what they're planning. And look, there's all these coaching changes. Gus Malzahn out. I mean, I'm not going to go into all of them. But, I mean, a lot of these are just lateral moves for some of these guys that are having success. I mean, getting rid of Tom Herman, I don't know if that's the right choice. He added basically a whole new staff. I know that the championships, the championship appearances haven't been there, and that's ultimately what a Texas coach is judged by. But really, unless you can nab someone like an Urban Meyer, it's a lateral coaching move. And so stick with Herman. I think ultimately that's the right move. But anyway, so listen, Herman finds out that Del Conte or somebody is talking to Urban Meyer. There was interest from South Carolina one time before they hired Will Muschamp that I think they wanted Tom Herman, and Herman wasn't interested at the time. So look, you going to blame the guy for looking at his options? Absolutely not. No way. That's just a crazy situation, and I don't know what that means for Texas moving forward. That's not a very good relationship. When you've got the athletic director looking for someone else and it publicly is exposed, and then you find out that the head coach is sniffing around other jobs, that's a toxic situation. And maybe Texas has some time to heal that up. The college football playoff rankings, you know, a few weeks ago, the Big 12 was left for dead. And maybe it still is left for dead. But after these latest rankings came out with Iowa State now coming in at number 6, man, there's a possibility. There's a possibility that they could be in the top 4. And I think the College Football Playoff Committee is at least leaving that door open. They're leaving their options on the table. Alabama number 1, Notre Dame number 2, Clemson number 3, no problems with that. Ohio State number 4, pump the brakes. Now look, if it's a popularity contest, which for most people, that's what it is, then you want to see Ohio State in there at number 4. But if you want to base it on merit and teams that deserve it, Ohio State playing half a season, they don't deserve it. They're talented. They'd be fun to watch. They would be competitive. But they don't deserve it. Their conference didn't start on time. They didn't have to go through. And look at the mess that they've had with cancellations and postponements, etc., like every other conference. But they've only had to do it for half the season. Now you take Iowa State, who you looked at and said, okay, yeah, Oklahoma State, Texas, and then like Iowa State was like the fourth one that you kind of looked at the beginning of the season. And all they've done is go 8-2. They've got the best running back in the country. Breece Hall leads the nation. And if they can win on Saturday and beat Oklahoma for a third time, that's a pretty good resume. 9-2 is a pretty good resume. 9-2 Iowa State is more deserving with a Big 12 championship than a 5-0 Ohio State. And even more so than a 7-1 Texas A&M. The only wrinkle would be if an 8-2 Florida knocks out Alabama. Then you potentially have something where Florida gets in and they're the number 4 replacing Ohio State. But if the Cyclones beat Oklahoma, can they leapfrog from 6-4? Yeah, I think so. I think all of a sudden it looks a little more realistic. At least the College Football Playoff Committee is leaving that out there. All right, let's look at games from this past weekend, and let's look at Oklahoma State, who picked up a 42-3 win over the Baylor Bears. Dylan Stoner, I'll have more on him in a moment. He had a big game. But because of injuries and COVID-19, either positive tests, contact tracing, Baylor had 47 people, players, coaches, support that were unavailable for the game. It's been a rough year for the Baylor Bears. The Cowboys were without their leading wide receiver, Tylan Wallace. There was no Chuba Hubbard, but they came up big. And they came up big on the defensive side.
Pumps. Now he's hit and he's sacked. The ball comes loose, but Baylor falls on it. Back at the 44-yard line, a loss of 8. I think it was Trace Ford that got in there and got the sack. Hand off Ebner, and he is dumped in the backfield for a 3-yard loss by Cameron Murray. And Brewer gets the snap. There's a screen out to the right. It's caught. And Holmes tackled immediately for a 4-yard loss by Christian Holmes of Oklahoma State. Brewer from the shotgun gets the ball. Back to pass. Pocket collapses. He is sacked all the way back at the 38-yard line. A loss of 9.
Dave Hunziker on the call. The Cowboys 7-3 overall, 6-3 in the conference. Baylor 2-7. And then the other game that we got in, TCU taking on Louisiana Tech, a 52-10 win. What a day for the true freshmen for TCU. Zach Evans, Quentin Johnson, Kendry Miller all had big plays. Johnson had the 76-yard pass from Max Duggan. And then at the start of the third quarter, Evans with a huge run, Miller with a huge touchdown run, and that put the game well out of reach.
First down, they're going to give to Evans up the middle of the cutback, finding some room, takes it across the 30, 35, 40, breaks a tackle down the left-hand sideline midfield. It's a foot race down to the 30, down to the 20. They'll never catch him. Evans to the touchdown. Yes! Handoff comes right up the middle. They'll get the first down and more. Inside the 20, inside the 10, and scoring it here is Kendry Miller. Finds his way to the end zone from 38 yards out. And the Horned Frogs go up 44-0 on Louisiana Tech now.
Brian Estridge with the call. TCU scored on 7 straight possessions, including 6 touchdowns, and the defense forced 3 turnovers, holding the Bulldogs to 244 yards of offense. O'Shawn Mathis, he had a huge game.
Here's Anthony on the run, rolling to his right, pressured by the Frogs, and they're going to get him. O'Shawn Mathis gets him back at the 15-yard line. La Tech goes quickly, so they don't have a chance to look at it. Pressure from the edge, and here's a sack. Ball pops out at the end. Frogs fall on it, I do believe. Looks like Mathis may have come up with it. Now to throw the football is Luke Anthony. Pressured, and O'Shawn Mathis is going to get him. Sacks him back inside the 15.
Brian Estridge again on the calls. And then just an update, too, on La Tech quarterback Luke Anthony, who suffered a horrific injury with just under 3 minutes to go in that game after he was sacked by Dylan Horton. The athletic department released a statement that he sustained a compound fracture in his right tibia and fibula, the two bones in the shin, no joint or ligament damage. And that game was stopped for about 10 minutes. So thoughts and well wishes for La Tech quarterback Luke Anthony. All right, coming up later on the show, we'll have Barry Trammell, columnist for The Oklahoman. He will join us as we'll break down this Iowa State-Oklahoma Big 12 championship game. And we'll hear from the coaches, Matt Campbell and Lincoln Riley. That's all coming up here on Big 12 This Week from Learfield IMG College.
Hey, real quick, we know you're listening to this show because you love your college football team.
Or you just can't quit your college football team. But either way, I'm pretty sure on some level, you're into college football as a whole.
Yeah, that sounds right. So if you're way into all things college football, you gotta listen to the Solid Verbal College Football Podcast.
Strongly agree. We've got preview podcasts, recap podcasts. We do a weekly space-themed big picture college football podcast because, I don't know, we like space and we like college football.
Exactly. And that's because we don't just love college football on the Solid Verbal College Football Podcast. We live it.
Correct. Search for the Solid Verbal wherever you listen to any of your podcasts or head to solidverbal.com to make it easy and find all the info you need to subscribe to the show absolutely free.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer, so move over basic seltzers of the world because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages, sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Allstate now has deeper savings, and deeper savings require deep thoughts and a deep voice, like mine. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise, and save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. As someone once said, saving today is money tomorrow. That's deep.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-bys is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
The Christmas season is about spending time with ones you really care about. And Academy Sports and Outdoors is full of the sporting goods and outdoors gear you need to have fun with family and friends. Whether you're cheering on your favorite team or having a relaxing weekend outdoors, Academy Sports and Outdoors has the best brands at the best prices. Shop great brands like Nike, Adidas, Yeti, and so much more. Visit your nearest Academy store today or shopacademy.com.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
The Christmas season is about spending time with ones you really care about. And Academy Sports and Outdoors is full of the sporting goods and outdoors gear you need to have fun with family and friends. Whether you're cheering on your favorite team or having a relaxing weekend outdoors, Academy Sports and Outdoors has the best brands at the best prices. Shop great brands like Nike, Adidas, Yeti, and so much more. Visit your nearest Academy store today or shopacademy.com.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here.
A new combo that's music to my ears, okay.
Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there, wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Big 12 this week can be heard on the Big 12 channel on Sirius XM channel 375 Thursdays at 5 Eastern. Our can't miss game of the week is, of course, the Big 12 championship game this Saturday at 11. Tickets for Less is the official ticket marketplace for the Big 12. Ticketsforless.com. Before we hear from both coaches as we preview this Saturday's game between Iowa State and Oklahoma, let's go back to October 3rd in Ames, the Cyclones hosting the Sooners. It was a tight game early in the second quarter, and this is when I thought OU was going to start to pull away, when they went up 17-6 on this Spencer Rattler to Jeremiah Hall short touchdown pass.
Under center, Rattler play action, rolls right, throws, caught, touchdown! The Bullfrog is in the end zone!
Iowa State kept chipping away. They got it to 17-16. Breece Hall had a touchdown run. OU added a field goal, and the Sooners were up 20-16. Then Iowa State, 3 plays, 75 yards, an example of the Sooners' defense that was struggling to hold leads early in the season. After a defensive holding penalty extended an Iowa State drive, Oklahoma gave up the 65-yard touchdown pass, and the Cyclones went on top 23-20.
Purdy takes the snap, fakes the handoff to Hall, delivers over the middle. It's caught by Hutchinson, and he breaks free inside the 30, inside the 20. It will be a 65-yard touchdown reception, the first of Xavier Hutchinson's career.
Rattler and Hall hooked up again midway through the fourth quarter to put the Sooners back on top 30-23.
Rattler under center, I formation, play action. Rattler throws to the bullfrog. He'll hop into the end zone easy like Sunday morning, and the Sooners are back on top in Ames.
Love that call from Toby Rowland. Iowa State got an 85-yard kickoff return 2 plays later. Brock Purdy says, I'll tie the game up.
First and goal from the 2. Purdy from the shotgun, Hall offset to his left, tight formation. Purdy will run it left. Touchdown, Brock Purdy!
3.5 minutes later, the Cyclones on the legs of Breece Hall. 2 runs got the Cyclones back in the end zone, taking the lead with 4:06 to go, the 30-yarder and then an 8-yard run.
Purdy hands it off. Breece Hall up the middle, breaks a tackle inside the 30, inside the 20. Hall on his feet, inside the 10. It'll be first and goal, Iowa State. Breece Hall with a terrific run. Purdy takes the snap, hands it to Hall up the middle. Breece for the touchdown, and the Cyclone lead. Breece Hall with his second touchdown of the night, an 8-yard run off the left side.
Then the Cyclone defense sealed the deal. Rattler had played a strong game, committing no turnovers before this one right at the end of the game, trying to hit Charleston Rambo deep.
First and 10, Oklahoma from the 34. Rattler wants to throw it off play action. He delivers deep down the middle of the field. It is intercepted by Isheem Young, and the Cyclones have the football. Isheem Young picked it off in the end zone.
Oh, what a great call there from John Walters. An exciting win for the Cyclones because it was their first win over the Sooners in Ames since 1960. A couple of things to think about. Sophomore kicker Gabe Berkich's school record of 18 consecutive made field goals ended just before halftime. He sailed one, actually, I mean, had enough leg, but missed on a 54-yarder. He was the only FBS kicker to make all of his field goals in point after attempts in 2019. He had made a 51-yarder early in the fourth quarter to tie it up at 23. Now, he's missed 5 attempts this year. Connor Asali, same thing for Iowa State. He's missed 5 kicks this year, but he hasn't attempted one over 50 yards, and he's only 2 of 5 from 40 to 49 yards out. So Gabe has the leg kicking indoors. Don't discount the kickers in this game and the impact they may have. So we'll keep an eye on that. As we continue with our can't-miss game of the week, the Big 12 championship game, Iowa State taking on Oklahoma. Obviously, the biggest difference, let's get into some hot takes here from Matt Campbell, and then we'll get to Lincoln Riley here soon. But I think the biggest difference that Campbell's team will be facing is a Sooners team that's greatly improved, and a lot of that with the return of Ramondre Stevenson and Ronnie Perkins.
Yeah, you know, I think from my end, more than anything, and, you know, those are two outstanding football players, and I think obviously getting those players back has certainly helped the growth of their football team over the course of the season. But I think most impressively is the young players and the super talented young players that are on this team, how they've grown through the season. And obviously a great credit to their coaching staff and the development of those young players in the program. But I think, you know, knowing when we played Oklahoma that it was a very talented, very young team that was continuing to get better. And I think that's the thing that you've really seen through the videotape is just the growth that they've made from, you know, game one to obviously where they are today. So, you know, and then obviously getting 2 really talented veteran players back is certainly a positive. But I think the most impressive piece is the growth of the young players in the program.
Well, running back Breece Hall is going to have to wear down that defensive line. And it's a defensive front that has gotten better for the Sooners, and they march a lot of different guys out there.
Yeah, I you know, they're big, they're physical. You know, I think that that's probably the most impressive piece. I think they do a great job playing so many guys and keeping those guys fresh and really the consistency of in terms of the players that rotate in throughout the football game. I think that's the quality and the consistency that those guys are playing with has been really impressive.
Here's the net rushing yards allowed by the Sooners defense, starting with Baylor and going backward. 25, 78, 95. They did give up 133 against Texas Tech in a blowout win, 75 against TCU, and they held Bijan Robinson to 17 yards and Keontae Ingram to 15 in that quadruple overtime game against Texas. So they can certainly shut down the run. All right, let's look at Spencer Rattler. Matt Campbell gives a lot of credit to Lincoln Riley, who, keep in mind, he's had NFL players, Heisman winners, different quarterbacks each year when they've gone out and won the Big 12 title. But to get the Sooners there again with a young kid like Rattler who got benched early in the year, it really doesn't surprise Campbell.
Yeah, again, I think, you know, you take elite talent and then you take, you know, a guy like Coach Riley who's done as good a job as anybody maybe in our sport of developing the quarterback position. And, you know, I think what you get is, you know, again, a proven track record of excellence. And I think that's what you've seen really with a really talented young quarterback and just his growth through the entirety of the season. And, you know, again, credit to both, you know, the player and obviously the coach, but, you know, both I think are playing at a really high level.
Breece Hall leads college football, 1,357 yards, averaging 6.1 yards per carry. Coach Campbell talks about Hall, and then I'm going to give an interesting stat on Breece Hall.
Yeah, you know, I think what I really appreciate about Breece has always been, you know, a phenomenal football talent. And, you know, I think what's been really fun to watch him is continue to mature and almost become a little bit of a craftsman. Not just a football player or a football talent, and you know how he studies the game, how he prepares the game, how he prepares his body for the game. I think all those little things that, you know, somebody that's really developing their craft rather than just playing a game has become, and Breece is certainly on that growth pattern to becoming a craftsman at what he does every day. And so, you know, I think that's probably been the greatest joy that I watch of his growth and development, both on and off the field, honestly.
All right, so I was looking at Hall's last two games, the only two games that he did not rush for over 100 yards. So I'm thinking, okay, the spin I'm going to put on the show here is in the last two games hasn't broken 100 yards. His yards per carry, 4.4 and 4.6. Only one other game where he averaged under 5 yards this season. So, yeah, this might be a Breece Hall who's getting tired. Then I looked at Hall coming back after a bye week, and this is not good news for the Sooner defense. Against TCU, after a bye week on September 26th, Hall had 18 carries, 154 yards, 8.6 yards per carry. At OSU, coming off of a bye week, on October 24th, 20 carries, 185 yards, 9.3 yards per carry. And then against K-State after a bye week on the 21st of November, Hall, 15 carries, 135 yards, 9.9 yards per carry. So 8.6, 9.3, 9.9, three of his four biggest games in terms of yards per carry came after a bye week. Now, you can say K-State was struggling late, but his big games also came against TCU, very good defense, and OSU ranked sixth at the time. Our can't-miss game of the week is, of course, the Big 12 championship game this Saturday. Tickets for Less is the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12. We heard from Matt Campbell. When we come back, we will hear from Lincoln Riley. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer, so move over basic seltzers of the world because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages, sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here. A new combo that's music to my ears, okay. Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
Listening to this Allstate commercial about savings might be the hardest thing about getting those savings. Save for simply becoming an Allstate customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. Allstate. Minimum effort, maximum reward.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-by is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
The Christmas season is about spending time with ones you really care about. And Academy Sports and Outdoors is full of the sporting goods and outdoors gear you need to have fun with family and friends. Whether you're cheering on your favorite team or having a relaxing weekend outdoors, Academy Sports and Outdoors has the best brands at the best prices. Shop great brands like Nike, Adidas, Yeti, and so much more. Visit your nearest Academy store today or shopacademy.com.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
And we're back on Big 12 This Week. I'm Bill Pollack. We're talking about the Big 12 Championship game, our can't-miss game of the week, presented by Tickets for Less, the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12. Let's hear from Lincoln Riley. Coming into the year, we talked a lot about Spencer Rattler, Spencer Sanders, with a year under his belt at Oklahoma State, Sam Ellinger, obviously at Texas. Brock Purdy, listen, it helps when you have the best running back in the country, but when Purdy is playing well, protecting the football, finding his big tight ends, he's as solid of a quarterback as you could want. Coach Riley, talking about Purdy.
No, he's a really good player. He's he's had a lot of really, really great experience, obviously played in a lot of games, and you've seen him grow through the years. And, you know, I think a lot like, you know, a lot of the same answers when you know, facing Sam Ellinger through all the years. Not that they're the same player. I don't want to insinuate that, but you – you know, see a guy early on in his career and you see talent and then you see it start to come together, you know, more and more as he goes through. And then I think he's, you know, really benefited from he's obviously got a good supporting cast around him that's been, you know, really consistent throughout the years as well. So, no, outstanding player and have a lot of respect for the way he plays the position.
And, you know, much like Purdy, I mean, do we look at Iowa State as kind of the blue-collar type team? You know, furthest north, cold weather, run the ball, use tight ends. You know, I think we kind of place them in this gritty, old-school type team. Riley says we couldn't be any more off with that perception.
Well, I mean, I think everybody thinks, well, just because they use some tight ends, all of a sudden they're a traditional pro style. And honestly, they're really not. I mean, they use a lot of the same concepts that you see in spread offense all over the place. They just do it with, you know, they have some good tight ends, obviously, personnel-wise, and so they use those guys. There's actually a lot of similarities between what they do and what we've done when we play with our tight ends. So I think they do a really good job. You know, they do a good job matching the, you know, schematically what they want to be to the personnel that they have and do a tremendous job using the tight ends and then obviously featuring the running back. So, I certainly see a group that has a system that they believe in and they've got, you know, I think this thing also at times in the media kind of gets painted like, you know, they're just doing it with a bunch of guys that ain't very good players. I mean, they got a lot of very good football players, a lot of NFL players on that offense and on that football team. And as coaches, they've done, in my opinion, a really good job using those guys and putting them in position for success.
And at this point, Coach Riley is tired of answering questions about just how good Iowa State is. He's running out of compliments and certainly not tipping his hand as to how they're going to stop Breece Hall.
Yeah, no, he's a tremendous player. Really, really good running back. He's very consistent. You can tell he understands the schemes inside and out. He's got a very good offensive line, tight ends, all those guys blocking for him up front. They do a great job schematically. So, no, he's tough. He is. He's a real weapon, very consistent player. You know, he's been able to stay on the field, stay healthy, and continue to get better. And without a doubt, one of the top backs in the country.
All right, let's have Riley talk about his own team. He's been really happy with the way that Spencer Rattler has developed, keeping that aggressive, take chances type of style, but now he's protecting the ball the last few weeks, and he's doing a much better job.
He's done well. You know, he's, I think, you know, learning each week. He's been eager. I think he's made a lot of big plays for us. I think becoming more mature and seeing more things as he goes. And so each week for him has been a learning experience like it is for any quarterback. But he's remained hungry. He's still being, you know, the aggressive player that we want him to be. But certainly, I think, done a good job here the last several games of not making very many mistakes or putting our team or offense in bad situations. So, excited about his growth and our growth offensively.
We've heard from the coaches. We've looked at the game from earlier in the year. Let's talk it over with Barry Trammell from the Oklahoman. He's going to be my guest next when we continue on Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suiter blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suiter blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
The Christmas season is about spending time with ones you really care about. And Academy Sports and Outdoors is full of the sporting goods and outdoors gear you need to have fun with family and friends. Whether you're cheering on your favorite team or having a relaxing weekend outdoors, Academy Sports and Outdoors has the best brands at the best prices. Shop great brands like Nike, Adidas, Yeti, and so much more. Visit your nearest Academy store today or shopacademy.com.
It's back. The return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer, so move over basic seltzers of the world because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages, sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here. A new combo that's music to my ears, okay. Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
Allstate now has deeper savings, and deeper savings require deep thoughts and a deep voice, like mine. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise, and save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. As someone once said, saving today is money tomorrow. That's deep.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-ice is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint, then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Welcome back to Big 12 This Week. I'm Bill Pollack. You can always catch the show on TuneIn under College Sports Now. Well, joining us now on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline is Barry Trammell, columnist at The Oklahoman. Barry, welcome to the show. Thank you for coming back on.
Glad to do it.
You just wrote an article about the college football playoff rankings. What do you think about Iowa State moving up to 6? 1, is it deserved? And 2, if they win on Saturday, is that a path to get into the college football playoff?
And historically, to me, the committee has undersold some of the mid-majors. It's not an Iowa State story. It's a Power 5 story. But if you're ranking just the Power 5 schools, I think Iowa State's probably about right. If you lead the Big 12 at this point in the season, you're among the 6 or 7 best teams. So I think Iowa State's probably close to being where they deserve to be. They played great down the stretch. And, yes, Iowa State's in position to make a playoff. Now they need some help. The top 4 slots are pretty decided, so long as Clemson beats Notre Dame. But if Notre Dame can beat Clemson again, that would open up some room. And I think Iowa State would have a decent chance to jump Texas A&M. I'm not saying it would happen, but Iowa State would be 9-2 and have 2 victories over Oklahoma, a victory over Texas, maybe a better resume than A&M, but one more loss. The committee loves few losses. It's college football, and how much you lose, it matters more than how much you win. So I'm not saying the Cones would make it, but they would definitely have a shot.
All right, and then on the other side of things, does Oklahoma, with a victory on Saturday, do they make an argument, even with 2 losses? Can they leapfrog from 10 to get in?
Well, it would be the same situation. They would have virtually the same resume as Iowa State. The problem is jumping from 10 to 4 is a pretty big jump, and it seems less likely that the committee would make that leap However, the committee does love Oklahoma, and before that, the BCS formula loved Oklahoma. So the college football playoff models over the last 25 years have really – no one's been treated better than the Sooners. And that tells you that, you know, Oklahoma would at least have a spot at the table to potentially get in. It does seem like a big jump, though, 10-4. And for a two-loss team, which they've never put a two-loss team in the 14 playoff, that's two major obstacles. Seems unlikely, but I guess it's possible.
Yeah, yep, we'll see. Barry Trammell from the Oklahoman joining us on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline. How much has Oklahoma changed since the first matchup between these two teams, and just how much better are they?
Well, a couple of things. One is they are playing better defensively. Now, the better offenses that they met came early in the year, so you know, keep that in mind. The new improved Oklahoma defense is partly induced by the schedule, but Oklahoma has two of its better players on hand now. It did not have those guys in Ames. Ramondre Stevenson is clearly a difference-making tailback, and Ronnie Perkins is a difference-making pass rusher. Perkins is probably the best defensive player on the team. You know, when you go back to the offense, if you remember, OU opened that game in Ames, driving down, getting first and goal at the 5, and then getting to the second and goal at the 1, and ran two plays and didn't get in the end zone, and Lincoln Riley kicked a field goal. With Ramondre Stevenson, they probably score a touchdown on that sequence. He's just bigger, stronger, more physical. So he's made a difference with the OU offense, no doubt about it. So is that enough to make up for the 7-point deficit in Ames? I don't know, but those two guys are a big addition to the squad.
You wrote about this, and we've talked about it here on Big 12 this week, the loyal following of Iowa State fans, and they finally get rewarded with the Big 12 championship game, but it comes when there won't be full capacity, so not every Cyclone fan that wants to go to this game will be able to. But does a smaller crowd, does it help Iowa State in any way? I mean, the Sooners are used to playing in this game. The Cyclones are not. Does that experience matter, and does maybe a little bit of a chilled out Big 12 championship game, does that help the Cyclones in any way?
I tend to think it will be a non-factor. I actually think if we could have had fans at Arlington, OU fans, you know, we're 3 hours north of Dallas here in the Oklahoma City area, so tons of Sooner fans would have been there. But I really think there'd have been 30,000 to 40,000 Iowa State fans. So I think they would have electrified the building, and I think the Cyclones would have fed off that energy. Now, same with the Sooners; they're going to have far fewer fans than normal. So I think a full stadium, an electric atmosphere, would have energized both teams. I got to believe these guys are sort of used to it by now. We've been doing it since September, playing in these hollow stadiums. It's going to be strange. OU is accustomed to playing in Jerry World. They're accustomed to playing in the Cotton Bowl with Texas, and that was a strange phenomenon in October. This is a little bit of a new situation for Iowa State, playing in such a cavernous coliseum with limited fans. But I really think it's non-factor. I think the players will be ready. When the game starts, they'll focus on the field. And to me, it's just more misfortune that the Iowa State fans can't enjoy this situation more than it's going to hurt or even help either team.
Yeah, absolutely. Barry, we'll switch from the Big 12 title game. You were talking about Mike Gundy and if there'd be interest from him on his end, or Auburn, vice versa, with that opening. Can you talk a little bit about that situation? Is there a possibility that Mike Gundy leaves Oklahoma State?
Yeah, I don't really think so. I mean, I think, with each passing year, it's more likely that Gundy's going to finish his career at OSU. I think he was always going to, or always likely to, but it's even more so now. But Auburn is the kind of place that would appeal to a Gundy, and Gundy is the kind of coach that would appeal to an Auburn. So I can sort of see where there might be some interest. Auburn's an excellent job. The problem with Auburn is their expectations are out of whack. They fire successful coaches. They pay them well and then pay them off and pay somebody else really well. And I think Gundy's gotten really comfortable, and really I think he's probably going to finish out his career in Stillwater. He's now 53 years old. He's lived in Stillwater, you know, 30-something years out of his life. So, you know, I think it's a case of he's probably going to finish up at OSU. But if he were to leave, to me, Auburn is sort of a place that's a pretty good fit.
Yeah, yeah. Barry Trammell, always appreciate your time. Check his stuff out at the Oklahoman. Appreciate it. I know it's a busy week, and thank you for carving time out for us.
You bet. Glad to do it.
Barry and all of our guests join us on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline. Reveal Suits, the official business apparel provider of the Big 12 Conference, designs custom-branded suits and blazers representing your college, favorite team, whatever your passion. Reveal Suits takes appointments virtually, in person, or over the phone. Design and choose your own suit, fabric color, logo lining. You customize your own vents, pockets, buttons, and more, and they offer 35 measurement and suit style options. They could build you a suit with the standard 3 measurements, but it would be nothing better than off the rack. So do it the right way. Place your order. It's perfect for business professionals, weddings, just a night out on the town. Reveal Suits. You can turn your suit into a statement with their officially licensed logos, where passion meets fashion. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here.
A new combo that's music to my ears, okay.
Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time.
Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there. Wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
The Christmas season is about spending time with ones you really care about. And Academy Sports and Outdoors is full of the sporting goods and outdoors gear you need to have fun with family and friends. Whether you're cheering on your favorite team or having a relaxing weekend outdoors, Academy Sports and Outdoors has the best brands at the best prices. Shop great brands like Nike, Adidas, Yeti, and so much more. Visit your nearest Academy store today or shopacademy.com.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
The Christmas season is about spending time with ones you really care about. And Academy Sports and Outdoors is full of the sporting goods and outdoors gear you need to have fun with family and friends. Whether you're cheering on your favorite team or having a relaxing weekend outdoors, Academy Sports and Outdoors has the best brands at the best prices. Shop great brands like Nike, Adidas, Yeti, and so much more. Visit your nearest Academy store today or shopacademy.com.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here.
A new combo that's music to my ears, okay.
Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time.
Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
Remember, if you don't catch Big 12 this week live on one of our great radio affiliates across the Big 12 footprint, you can always download it as a podcast. You can find that on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Big12Sports.com, wherever you subscribe to podcasts. Search for Big 12 this week. All right, time now for our Making It Look Natural segment, presented by Natural Light Seltzer, your new game day necessity. Aloha Beaches, Catalina Lime Mixer, Big 12, meet Natty Light Seltzer, your new game day necessity. And today's Making It Look Natural Player of the Week is Dylan Stoner, wide receiver from Oklahoma State. Got things rolling, 3 touchdowns in the first 16 minutes of the Cowboys' win over Baylor.
Slings it deep down the right side, caught by Stoner. Stoner to the Baylor 40, cuts right to the 30, back to his right to the 25, breaks the tackle inside to the 10, to the 5, pistols firing, touchdown Oklahoma State, 75 yards to Dylan Stoner, his first touchdown of the season. Slings it deep down the right side, caught by Stoner. Stoner to the Baylor 40, cuts right to the 30, back to his right to the 25, breaks the tackle inside to the 10, to the 5, pistols firing, touchdown Oklahoma State, 75 yards to Dylan Stoner, his first touchdown of the season. Sets up, throws it deep down the near side for Stoner, and he makes the catch. Pistols firing. Touchdown Oklahoma State. Pumps, looks, throws it deep down the far side for Dylan Stoner. He makes the catch inside the Baylor 20-yard line.
That is Dave Hunziker and Dylan Stoner, making it look natural. Natty Light Seltzer is your new game day necessity. Drink it responsibly. More coming up on Big 12 this week from Learfield IMG College.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer, so move over basic seltzers of the world because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
The Christmas season is about spending time with ones you really care about. And Academy Sports and Outdoors is full of the sporting goods and outdoors gear you need to have fun with family and friends. Whether you're cheering on your favorite team or having a relaxing weekend outdoors, Academy Sports and Outdoors has the best brands at the best prices. Shop great brands like Nike, Adidas, Yeti, and so much more. Visit your nearest Academy store today or shopacademy.com.
All right, this is Big 12 this week. As much excitement as there is for the Iowa State football team, I don't know if you can say the same for the men's basketball team. They lost their Big 12 opener to Kansas State 74-65. K-State was a team that had lost a game earlier this year to Division II's Fort Hays State. But Kansas State started three true freshmen in a Big 12 game for the first time, and the trio came through.
Nigel Pack, Pack ahead to McGurl, into the corner. Here's Selton Miguel driving up to Davion for the throwdown. Davion Williams with the flush. Davion Bradford, rather, and he has 12 in the game. What a pass.
Davion Bradford finished with 14. Nigel Pack, Selton Miguel each added 8 points and three steals for the Wildcats, who get the win. That was Wyatt Thompson on the call. Tonight, another Big 12 game Wednesday night. TCU and Oklahoma State. The Cowboys are 6-0. Texas is taking on Sam Houston State. As we look at the schedule, Thursday, great game. Kansas, ranked 5th, taking on 14th-ranked Texas Tech. That will be a fun one. Friday night, Iowa State back at it again. They've got another tough task, taking on 8th-ranked West Virginia. And then Saturday, it'll be a nice slap in the face for Kansas State. They're hosting 2nd-ranked Baylor, who will come into that game 4-0. And Oklahoma will take on Houston Baptist. So that's kind of the way things are shaping up. Sunday, we've got another great Big 12 game. A 1 p.m. tip, number 11 Texas will be hosting Oklahoma State. Iowa State steps out of conference to take on Jackson State. All right, so that will wrap things up for this week. Enjoy the Big 12 championship game this Saturday. Enjoy the basketball. I want to thank my guest, Barry Trammell, and of course, for Matt Campbell and Lincoln Riley, best of luck to them as the Big 12 tries to eke their way into the college football playoff. I'm Bill Pollack. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Big 12 This Week has been brought to you by Prime Sport, your go-to source for verified ticket and hospitality packages for the Big 12 Football Championship game. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Phillips 66, live to the full. And by Natural Light. This football season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Big 12 Sports Network.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.